this you should put on the thing. But for this exercise, we will just have three brief meditations. First is, I'm an eternal soul. You should think about this. Or I'm a part of Krishna. I'm a part of Krishna. This is better, just immediately with the relationship. Right. Krishna is my most merciful Lord. What? Yeah. Is my most merciful Lord and Master. And third, I am in this world just to make contact with him. This is a little bit more clearer English and simpler thought. So we will do now a kirtan, same kirtan as we did before. I will help you by speaking in between these small meditations, and you will do a guided kirtan, like guided japa session. This is a guided kirtan session. Gaurahari, I'm wondering, was it too high for some of you? This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Possible?
Yeah. Possible.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. What? Where do you start? Is it C? What is it? Maneshwara Hari. Sing for Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
Which for me summarizes this all. It says, one is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, my dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service. You can find this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 33. So CC Madhya 22. Haridas Thakur explains that there are only two spiritual entities in this world. It's you, the Jiva, and the Holy Name. And now you need to connect. Sambandha. I thank you very much. There are two things which remain to be said. One is, it's so wonderful to be with you. Really, I so much appreciate it. It's really, you know, I give now many retreats and many seminars. And I work very much on this life school called the Vedic Way and give training in Dharma and all this. But I personally like most to talk about the Holy Name in the association of devotees who wish to learn and to establish their relationship in a more deeper way. We want to make a few groups now, briefly, so that these groups will work. These will be groups by two groups, I mean groups with two devotees inside, and they will work, we will give them the assignment to look at the text together, the Harinam Chintamani, and understand certain offenses, and then they will present this to the whole group tomorrow. We have now dealt with one offense, that is inattention, but there are 9 others, and we will build groups. Bhanu Nandini will do this now, and then you are free to present your subject in different ways, in drawing. Maybe some of you are film producers, that you can produce a Hollywood Prize winning movie. Up to then, you can have a short sketch. In any way you feel it's appropriate, you can illustrate and transfer knowledge about the offense and how you personally can overcome this offense tomorrow. So I thought there are a couple of ways to do this, and I'm looking towards Bhanu Nandini. I think there will be Gaurahari with his japa session, 4 to 5, like always. That is clear, that is not a question. Then I thought maybe we do it like this. We do half an hour kirtan together, and afterwards, no? You have already... You have, oh, sorry. Sometimes I don't know what is the plan. Please tell us the plan.
Yes, so you know that at 5 o'clock we will go for a forest walk.
Oh, good. So,
and we will do kirtan by walking, and we will also have time for just meeting, talking, and you continue on getting to know each other game. So at from 5 to 6, 6:30 we will be back, so that you have time, you know, to also rest a little before the evening program. And for now, we would like you to just be in pairs. It would be good if Prabhu is with Prabhu and Mataji is with Mataji pair up. And we will give you, you know, each group or pair will get an offense. So, like Maharaj said, you can read this in the Harinam Chaitanya. It's written which offense you have received and the page number. And then for tomorrow's workshop, the morning session, you will prepare something on this. All offenses are done in such a way that there is the theoretical or philosophical part of this, of the offense. And then there is also the remedy to the offense, similar to what we did yesterday. So you can read this together and just reflect about, like we did yesterday, you know, the 3 steps, reading, reflecting, and then how you would apply. And then tomorrow in the workshop, you will be presenting. So
wonderful.
You!
I don't have to talk. I will just watch you.
It doesn't have to be serious. You're not writing an essay. You're not getting a grade. You can also take just one quality, you know, when you read about your friends, or just one segment, I wanted to say, or just focus on one thing and then present it, you know, in a creative way. You don't have to really present everything which is written there and give a summary and, you know, give a philosophical siddhanta, you know, conclusion. It's your learning time. And then you learn from all of you. Yes? Okay, so would you like to just pair up?